This is the History of the World podcast with me, Chris Hasler. And this is the History of the World podcast, unscripted.
Hey there, this is Casey from the Horror Shots Podcast. If you're interested in topics such as cryptids, demons, or urban legends, then you're going to want to check out what I have to offer. Right now, I'm doing a virtual tour of the United States and discovering what each state's legends have to offer. So be sure to check out the Horror Shots Podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatching app. I look forward to having you.
Hello everyone, welcome to more History of the World podcast unscripted, and this week we're going to make an announcement regarding Volume 3. Volume 3 has been quite highly anticipated, so I apologise to everyone who's been waiting for the beginning of Volume 3. I did have to take a bit of a break. It is hard work knocking out this podcast week in, week out. So it was nice for me to take a little bit of a break, but I have been writing in the meantime, and I am now in a position to put a date on the first episode of Volume 3, and it will be the 14th of December, so physically 2 weeks away from today. So we're only going to have one more unscripted episode next week, and then it will be straight into Volume 3, with the first episode. So what I want to do this week, I want to just give you a little bit of a brief about what you can expect from Volume 3 of the History of the World podcast. So looking back, what we've done with Volume 1 was about prehistory. It was about the excavations that made us sort of guess what really was going on in the world back in the times before written history. So it was a lot to do with presenting facts and us making our own minds up about what those facts actually meant in terms of real day-to-day life. It wasn't quite the same with Volume 2. When we looked at Volume 2, we were looking at ancient history, and whilst we were still discussing excavations and what they actually meant, we did have more about the identity of societies, the identity of people, and indeed individuals, and also we also found more out about their interaction with each other and the kind of things that happened when the two of them would meet politically or even in battle. With Volume 3, it's going to be much more in depth. The written history that we get tells us so much more information, so there isn't quite as much put down to guesswork. We really have some good, firm, written information. So it's almost going to read more like a story in Volume 3 as opposed to pointing out facts and us making suppositions based on them. What can we expect from Volume 3? So when we start with Volume 3, we're going to start with Persia. And I think I mentioned this a few weeks back. So Persia is an excellent place to start, because of its geographical location between the societies of Europe and the societies of the Far East, we can really get a good backbone to this period of history, which runs from around about 700 BCE right through to the year 600. So that's really the period we're going to be trying to attack in Volume 3. So the first five episodes will be about Persia, and it will really give us something to sort of hang the rest of the volume on. So we're going to be sort of building the trunk of the tree, if you like, with Persia, and then we're going to be looking at the other societies and how they fit in around that Persian trunk of the tree, if you like. When we finish with Persia, we're then going to go back and catch up with the story relating to European societies. So we're going to be looking at Greece and how that developed from the fall of the Mycenaeans into the ancient Greece that people enthuse about today when looking historically back at Greece. So we're going to be looking at the city-states of Greece and how they interacted with each other. And of course, there was a culmination when Alexander the Great emerged and took over the Greek lands and then expanded on the Greek lands. And that's really where we see some serious interaction between Greece and Persia. We're going to be looking at some of the battles. So if you remember, we did look at a couple of the conflicts in Volume 2 with the Battle of Kadesh and the Siege of Lachish. We're going to be looking a lot more closely at the battles which took place in and around Greek lands. And then going on from that, we start looking at the other classical cultures. So with Greece, we inevitably introduced the Romans into the story, and they emerged at a similar sort of time, initially going in their own direction, but ultimately the two entities ended up interacting with each other, and then their histories became entwined in the end. So it introduces a lot more in terms of battles. We're going to take a close look at the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. Such was the importance of that as an historical event that we can devote an entire podcast episode to that. So it's the first time we've really looked at an event that isn't a battle, and that will inevitably get its own podcast. We will look at some of the profiles of particular people. So if you remember, we did a profile episode on Ramesses II during Volume 2. We're going to be looking at people and characters such as Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar and Cleopatra. So people who really were influential and have excited the minds of modern historians. Ultimately, with the culmination of the Romans, we really need to start then looking at the wider world. So we have to introduce the Celtic and Germanic societies of Europe. The people of the Eurasian steppe were still becoming an incredibly important part of history. Even though we don't have a lot of direct written artifacts, their influence over history cannot be ignored. And we look at the spread of Indo-European languages and that kind of thing from Volume 2. Well, then we also are looking at the Huns and the Turkic people of the Eurasian steppe, and they really had an influence on the historical timelines of societies such as the Persia, such as Greece and such as Rome. You know, it's really a very, very important part of history. And then, of course, when we look at this period of history, we're looking at trade as a very important thing. And then you look at the Silk Roads, which brought the world closer together. So there was a definite interaction between the Far East and Europe. We start looking at the emergence of the Indian empires, which were emerging around this time. And then, of course, the Chinese empires that were emerging around this time. So it's very, very important that we look at that and how the trade network really started to, it really started to entice the emergence of big empires across the whole of Europe and the Far East in that long line of societies between Europe, the Middle East, India and the Far East. We start seeing these emerging empires where we'd seen them somewhat isolated to the area around the Mediterranean, if you like, and Mesopotamia. Then, of course, we have to then go back over to the Americas and catch up with that story as well. So that's very important. So much as that is the New World and it's very much detached from the rest of the historical story, there was still important stuff going on in the Americas, and we need to keep up with that story so that ultimately when the two stories converge, when the sort of Columbian journeys across the Atlantic were taking place, we need to really know what the history of the Americas was going into that period. And so we have to continue that story looking at the Zapotecs and the classic Mayan cultures and that kind of thing. So that's really what we've got to look forward to in Volume 3. And it's going to be quite a long volume by comparison to Volumes 1 end two, whereas volume two, we almost hit 40 episodes. We're going to go far in excess of that for volume three, and I can imagine that we're going to go right the way through 2020 and even into 2021 talking about volume three. And so we can expect maybe between 60 and 70 podcast episodes. So it's going to be quite an intense journey that we're taking on, but it's necessary. If we need to talk about Greece and Rome, we need to talk about it properly, and we need to look at the battles, the individual battles that took place, and look at history, try not to miss anything out. And so that's what you can expect from volume three. It's going to be a big and important journey, and hopefully it's going to be entertaining as well. Now, those of you that follow the History of the World podcast on YouTube, I know there's not many of you because we don't make any independent episode videos on YouTube, but we do have 10 episodes that have been recreated using visual imagery, and that has been done by the Study of Antiquity and the Middle Ages. And this last week, I was invited to do an interview with the creator of the Study of Antiquity in the Middle Ages. The gentleman's name is Nick Barksdale, who's behind that project. And he invited me to do an interview because he felt that his followers may want to know a little bit more about me, the man behind these 10 videos that he's created. And so hopefully soon we may have an interview that we can publish, and details of that will be put online on the social media pages, and we'll let you know more about that when it comes out. Maybe in the next week or two we'll have some progress with that one. I must admit, it was good fun to do the interview. Nick hit me with some tough questions as well, and we really got into some deep conversations about the very different aspects of history, not just the ones covered so far by the History of the World podcast, but certainly the eras of history that I probably feel more confident talking about, I touched upon during the interview as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it comes out. I'm almost a little bit nervous because I did sort of open up a bit about a few of my thoughts and feelings about history and the teachings of history. But, let's see how everyone reacts to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what you lot thought about the interview. So I'll let you know when it comes out. It shouldn't be too much longer now. Now, at the top of this week's episode, we heard from a gentleman called Casey, who introduces the Horror Shots podcast. Now, this is a project that's been going on for some time. I was happy to allow him some time to plug his podcast on this particular podcast. It's an interesting podcast, in actual fact. If you like horror stories, you like to be sort of taken off into another world, then Casey really does a good job, and he's got the perfect voice for introducing such subject matter. So I really strongly recommend you go and give it a good listen to. And if it's your sort of thing, I'm sure you'll be adding it to your podcast library. Now then, to those of you who would like to support the podcast, you can do so, and you can make a real difference to the podcast. And I know that there's people out there that have only donated $1 a month to the podcast, and then they'll send me a message apologising for only donating $1 a month. Listen, I'll be honest with you, I've been writing today a podcast about Persian religion, and I was fortunate enough to be able to go and purchase one or two books that have really helped me to write this episode. And this is really directly because of these $1 Patreons that actually, when you add it all together, I've been able to go out and buy half a dozen books, and they've improved the quality of the podcast. And it really is, it's your podcast, so your contributions make a direct impact on the quality of the podcast. So to all those $1 patrons, well done. You've actually made a difference to this podcast. If you want to make a donation, just head over to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website and click on the Patreon link. your contributions will really make a difference. If you can't make a financial contribution, that's no problem. Just simply rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it. And that is as equally valuable. Believe me, when the recommendations, ratings and reviews, like sort of they enhance the exposure of the podcast and more people become aware that this podcast exists. So I can't tell you how valuable that is in itself. And so you don't need to make a financial contribution. There's no obligation. You can still help out in other ways. So there we go. We've just got 2 weeks to go until episode 1 of volume 3 comes out. In the meantime, if you can't get enough History of the World podcast, go over to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website and you can then click on all the interactions there, Facebook, Twitter. You can go on the discussion forum, which is hosted by Tapper Talk. You've got Instagram, you've got Tumblr. You've got so much that you can get involved with and come and talk to myself and all the other listeners to the History of the World podcast. And, you know, we can really get a nice community of people discussing all these wonderful historical stories. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, I haven't got a clue what I'm going to be talking about. I better make it good because it's going to be the last unscripted episode before we throw ourselves into volume 3. But until next week, everyone, have a fantastic week and I will catch up with you once again. The History of the World podcast is available on many different podcast platforms. So please don't forget to rate and review us wherever you find us. Visit our website at historyoftheworldpodcast.com and email us at historyoftheworldpodcast@mail.com. Support the podcast at Patreon by clicking the Support the Podcast link at our website and join us on social media at Facebook, Twitter and Tumblr.